From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer is appealing for unity following a Senate vote to impeach and remove his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Presente e futuro nos desafios.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, acknowledged challenges ahead with recession and political division. He expressed hope to pass on a country that is reconciled, pacified, and growing. In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed the hope for continued good relations with America's southern neighbor.
We're confident that we will continue the strong bilateral relationship that exists between our two countries as the two largest democracies and economies in the hemisphere. Brazil and the United States are committed partners. We cooperate with Brazil to address issues of mutual interest in the 21st century's most pressing global challenges. We plan to continue this very essential collaboration.
Mr. Temer, who is to remain in office until 2018's election, along with much of his cabinet, is a target of corruption investigations. Ms. Rousseff called the 61-20 Senate vote to remove her a parliamentary coup by an economic elite determined to undo 13 years of social programs that have lifted millions out of poverty. In Gabon, opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping said at least two people were killed when security forces stormed opposition headquarters after incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner of Saturday's election. Clashes erupted in the streets of the capital, Libreville, between opposition supporters and police. Parliament building was set afire.
Bongo Ondimba Ali.
Gabon's interior minister announced the official results Wednesday, an outcome that was supposed to have been made public Tuesday. It was a narrow win for Mr. Bongo, receiving just under 50% of the vote. Ping got over 48%. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump delivered a major address on illegal immigration late Wednesday to supporters at a campaign rally in Arizona. The speech came after he held what he called straightforward talks in Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto, where the flow of illegal immigrants has become a major U.S. campaign issue.
We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle. There will be no amnesty. People will know that you can't just smuggle in, hunker down, and wait to be legalized. Not going to work that way. Those days are over.
Earlier at a Mexico City news conference, Trump said he loves the U.S. and wants to make sure the American people are protected. He said the issue involves jobs and crime. The first regular U.S. commercial flight to Cuba in more than a half a century landed Wednesday in the central city of Santa Clara. The JetBlue flight arrived from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with 150 people on board, including U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
It's a huge moment. So many families. I was just meeting with some of the passengers on the plane. One gentleman had been born here, hadn't been back for 60 years, and he's reconnecting with his family, and it's just amazing to see.
The two nations agreed in January to resume the flights following announcement of normalization of relations back in December 2014. The World Health Organization Wednesday said the yellow fever outbreak in Africa is serious but does not warrant the title of international health emergency. Oyewole Tomori is the WHO's International Health Regulations Emergency Committee chairman.
Although the yellow fever situation is improving, the committee agreed that this event continues to be serious and requires sustained control measures. But again, stress does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern at this time.
Since it was first identified in Angola last December, yellow fever has spread to the Democratic Republic of Congo. It has claimed hundreds of lives. The head of Libya's unity government, Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, Wednesday visited the embattled coastal city of Sirte, where loyalist fighters have trapped Islamic State defenders in their last holdout. The offensive was launched 3 months ago to drive the insurgents out of their stronghold, where it was feared they would launch attacks on Europe. The flow of migrants to Europe from North Africa continues unabated, made possible by good weather and calm seas. In just 4 days, the Italian Coast Guard and other European vessels pulled 13,000 migrants from overcrowded wooden boats and rubber dinghies off Libya's coast. An aerial survey released Wednesday reveals Africa's elephant population has declined rapidly due to poaching. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.